Bentonville Film Festival is back this month for its 9th year. We're going to talk about some of the films to be featured this year, some events surrounding the festival, and what it's like bringing it all together on this week's edition of the Know the News podcast. Hello, everybody. This is Dave Prozik, Metro Editor for the Northwest Arkansas Democrat Gazette, and I'm your podcast host this week. And yes, today it's all about the Bentonville Film Festival, which gets underway next week, Tuesday, June 13th, to be exact. Here to discuss it with me, I'm pleased to introduce my three guests. First off, I'm joined in studio by April Wallace. She's our assistant features editor at the Northwest Arkansas Democrat Gazette, and she's written a preview of the film festival that we'll publish this weekend. April, thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me, Dave.
Also joining us, we have Ashley Edwards, Director of Programming for BFF, and Wendy Guerrero, President of the Bentonville Film Festival and the Bentonville Film Festival Foundation. Ashley and Wendy, thank you both for being here.
Thank you.
So, as I mentioned earlier, 9th year for the Bentonville Film Festival. Wendy and or Ashley, for those who aren't totally familiar with it, could you give us a brief explanation of what BFF is all about? And, you know, in addition, some of the basics of the when, the where this takes place, that kind of stuff.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having us. I'm Wendy Guerrero, the president of the Bentonville Film Festival and Foundation, and I have been working with the festival since the beginning, you know, since the idea and the creation from our fearless leader, Gina Davis, came about. It is really based on some of the learnings that Gina had discovered through the Gina Davis Institute on Gender and Media, which is an institute she created to study gender depictions of women and girls in media, and understanding that there was not a lot of representation in stories and films that really featured women as the main protagonist. And a lot of the storylines were really written for women on the sidelines. They were never really the adventures of the story. And through that, you know, 10 years of research, she understood that this was probably the same for other underrepresented communities and historically underrepresented groups. So we came to Bentonville in 2014 to pitch an idea to Walmart about creating a festival that was surrounding inclusion, diversity and inclusion, kind of talking about the underrepresentation of women, and not only women, you know, people of color, people from LGBTQ communities, and other underrepresented voices. And this festival was really built to champion those stories and storytellers and put a spotlight on these stories and creators to share with the world. It is a global platform. So we are here in Bentonville, but we do have a lot of global reach since Gina Davis's brand as a film star, you know, is very popular around the world. So we have this amazing host city like Bentonville to be able to host our festival, but we have a lot of participants watching on our digital platform from all around the world. So that's kind of seeing it from, you know, the growth of the festival starting in 2015 with no movie theaters in Bentonville to now being able to showcase films and world premiere spaces by architects that are incredibly talented, and then also be able to showcase around the world in our streaming platform. We're really proud to be able to offer both opportunities for people to tune into our content.
What about this year's festival stands out to you both? What is it about this year that is special, or what you're most looking forward to?
I would say I'm most looking forward to, of course, Gina and Friends is always a favorite of the community of, you know, we bring in great actors. This year, our actors are super stellar. Fortune Themester, Ashley Blaine Featherston, Ajami, Bimami, and Andrea Nevado. And so they with Gina have this great experience. It's a live performance and where they take, you know, scenes from male-dominated movies, they rewrite them for women, and then they perform them on stage. And that's a super fun event, both to be a part of behind the scenes and to see on stage. So I'm excited about that. I'm always excited about the competition films. These are films that we spend a lot of time with prior to the festival, getting to know them, getting to understand the filmmaker. A lot of them are world premieres or festival favorites that have been at Tribeca just this week or South by Southwest in March. So bringing those to our Bentonville audiences and also the audiences that come for the festival from all over the country. And to see everyone watching those films, sometimes for the first time ever, they're shown in the theater, and then listening to the Q&As and hearing the filmmaker's experience is always my personal favorite. And I think such a value to our community, just to go to those films and hear, you know, be in contact with the director or the cast live is really cool.
As an audience member, I can say that's a really fun element of it. I listened to several of those last year, and it just brings an added layer of meaning to what you're seeing on screen, I think.
Thanks, April. We have a couple of new things going on in our festival village this year as well that we're really excited about. Everybody is always hungry. Our filmmakers, our operations team, our internal programming team, and our community. So this year we're bringing free food to the village. It's called the Filmmakers Tailgate. So we're happy to be welcoming Golden West Food Group to the BFF family and tell you a little bit more about what's going to be happening down at Festival Village as far as food. We will be welcoming celebrity chef Aaron May, who you may recognize from MasterChef, along with Food Network star Christian Petroni, Top Chef winner Ian Hall, Barbecue Hall of Famer Burt Backman, and legendary LA chef Ray Garcia to the food experience. So they'll be doing live demos and samplings from brands. We'll have Guy Fieri's Flavor Town down there. We'll have Gordon Ramsay's brand cooking up some great demos, Bob's Big Boy, Sonic, Cinnabon. And then there's going to be a special food offering that is going to pair movies and ice cream, I believe, from Netflix. I'm not exactly sure what it's going to be, so I'm excited to go down and taste some of that and check out what Netflix is going to be doing. And it's all completely free. So it's a really great way to come out and see some films and feed your family and go and listen to some great conversations and get in the festival spirit down at the village.
Films and food, great combination.
Especially ice cream.
Yes. Yes. April, you've covered this event a few times now, right?
Three, four, I lose track now.
Yeah. So tell us about your tell us about your experiences covering it and what you like most about it.
Well, the thing I love most about it is that it's different every year. There's always something new to look forward to. You don't always know who you're going to run into when you're at the Bentonville Film Fest. And they are there, these celebrities, these filmmakers, and these up-and-coming actors and filmmakers are there to experience it themselves. So you may see them on screen, and then you might bump into them in the hallway going to another screening, which is really fun. So I love, like, seeing new films, especially independent films, and then seeing them out and about, enjoying it and supporting each other. Last year, the Gina and Friends was so much fun. Everybody around me just kind of laughed through the entire thing. I mean, seeing a female version of The Godfather, like a scene from The Godfather, was just highly entertaining. And they made it work so beautifully. But really, they make such a unique offering year after year that I can honestly say I haven't had the same experience each year. You know, they incorporated bicyclists early on, and I think this year that will kind of come up in a different way through their new category, the adventure and outdoors, which they might be able to tell you has a local connection with the Thayden School helping out to form the category, contact filmmakers for submissions. Very first year that they've had this particular one. So that's one I'm looking forward to this time around, seeing what they have.
And you've written a story on the Thayden Connection for
Our Town next
week. Mm-hmm. Next Thursday, the 15th. Can you tell us a little bit about that and what you learned from that?
Well, I went to Thayden School to see how they formed their partnership with Bentonville Film Festival and talk with the teachers and students involved. And it was really amazing. These high school students, some of which have never been to Film Fest before, learned how to do a little bit of the festival programming work, led by their teachers, including Corey Petrick. And so they just guided them through the process of thinking about what is a category that we have, you know, kind of available to us. We're very much an area that has a lot of tourism around cycling. And let's lean into that strength and find people who have made compelling films with all kinds of perspectives. And they narrowed it down. They watched these films over and over again. And these students made the choices. They contacted filmmakers. They contacted sponsors. They did all the work themselves in this class. And they brought it to, I believe, Ashley Edwards, but the Bentonville Film Fest team. And little by little, is this helpful to you? And they got it together. They've got six films that they selected.
It's been great. It's been great, like, spending time with them in this process, and also not only curating the film selections, but also hearing their ideas about how to market, how to get sponsorships for this particular category. So I think a lot of skills were probably developed in that class outside of just, you know, watching films and evaluating and choosing, because they were all know about our inclusion criteria. They, you know, did all the work that we do on the curatorial side, but they also did the work on the execution side, where they, you know, they have fun swag bag items for the adventure filmmakers. And the students did all that themselves, which is, you know, that's hard work. So it's been fun. And we have a lot of ideas about next year, how we can grow it, maybe looking at features, or I don't know. I think it's something definitely that can grow.
And that's not the only new category this year. There's also an animation category. Is that right?
Yes, we are continuing to expand in our short film category. And as Ashley said, in the years to come, we want to expand into feature animation. But this year we have a new category called the short animation category. It is a jury awarded category. I believe we have about a program lineup of 7 or 8 animated films from all over the world. This one is very international, actually. So we'll have some filmmakers on the ground, but some of them couldn't make it from different parts of the world. But it's going to be a really fun, diverse group of animated stories that I'm super excited about.
We'll be right back with our guests from the Bentonville Film Festival after this brief message. I hope you're enjoying this podcast, production of the Northwest Arkansas Democrat Gazette. And if you enjoy this, why not consider a subscription to the newspaper? We even have a special offer for our podcast listeners. Just visit nwaonline.com/podcast23 to get started. You can also click on the subscribe button on our websites nwaonline.com and rivervalleydemocratgazette.com. Or you can call us at 479-684-5509. Be sure to say that you're a podcast listener. Now, back to the show. Can you take us into a little bit about how this all comes together? When does the organization of a film festival start? How long has this, you've been working on this particular year's version?
You know, it is like right after the festival ends this year, we start planning, and all of the procedures in place to open the submissions for next year. Those usually open in August or September. So we will be opening submissions on our website, and that diverts you to a platform called Film Freeway, which a lot of the other film festivals use for filmmakers to submit their projects. Talking a little bit about that process leads me to, the uniqueness of the Bentonville Film Festival and the criteria that we use to look at our films and program our lineup, I think is a little different than some of the other film festivals, because we do have something called an inclusion qualifier. And so this is probably about a 25 questionnaire that asks the filmmakers many things about their cast and crew in front and behind the camera. And so in order to qualify for Bentonville, you have to have two of the three categories checked. And in addition to a few other things that we want to know about the film, one of them is your director or female person of color or from an underrepresented community. Is your producer or writer a female of color, a person from an underrepresented community? So if you have two out of three of those in your film for the competition section, we're really, really excited to look at the film, because we know that when they were crewing up and when they were thinking about hiring for telling the story, they were really being, intentional about those practices and making sure that they reached out to not just who you know and who your friend group is and who your circle is, that we usually turn to when we're doing creative projects. I get that we turn to our circle of trusted, friends that we've worked with for many years, perhaps, but it's also, a responsibility for us to look further for people that may not have had a chance to become the lead on a film, like for a lead wardrobe designer or a lead production designer, so a lead casting person. So we're looking at all of the jobs behind the camera as well, and making sure that those opportunities are as diverse as they can be. So Ashley can talk a little bit more about the actual process because she manages it from there, but that's kind of the philosophy of the festival's programming, is that we do want to know, have this inclusion questionnaire filled out, and we do track the data year over year and put out our statistics in our program every year about what the representation of films and filmmakers are in the program.
Yeah, and also I guess balancing, most of the films that are, and we have over 1,000 submissions every year, and more each year, it's harder because all of the submissions actually qualify. And so then it really becomes about understanding, behind the camera, and then also, quality, production value, how it's going to do with audiences. So it's a interesting process.
I bet.
I'm sure all of the films are great. Are there, and forgive me if you already mentioned this, how many are part of this year's festival?
There's over 80 films, and that's just across the board. So okay. Some are spotlight, some are competition, some are studio films.
This question is for all three of you. What are there any in particular that you're really excited about or, you know, stand out to you?
The opening night film, both opening the spotlight film on Tuesday, which is Hard Miles. I watched that film very early on. It was very moving. And then later sort of realize, oh, the filmmaker's from Bentonville. You know, it's about biking. So connecting those dots was super fun. It's a great movie. And also the opening night film, A Great Divide, that's directed by Jean Shim. This is her directorial feature debut. And then it's starring Ken Jeong and Jaysa Park. It's a beautiful movie. It's shot in Wyoming, and it's just you know you'd have to see it to really understand, but it's also about Asian hate, and it explores it through the life of these teenagers that are in Wyoming. And it's a really great story. It's also poignant and funny and moving, and you know, so it's all the things. Yeah, I'll let Wendy, you talk as well.
Well, you love also Fresh Kills. I mean, we talk about all the films and are like, oh my God, I wish I could see this one again in the theater. Like, we haven't seen them in the theaters. So we're excited to get in to see some of these world premieres as well. But so we're doing on socials, like a category of if you missed it at Tribeca or you didn't get to go to Tribeca, a lot of those films are coming straight to Bentonville from Tribeca Film Festival. One of them is called Fresh Kills, which is an all-female mob film with Jennifer Esposito. And she's coming and she's going to be at the Q&A. And that's a really great film that I haven't seen before on screen. So it's super original. We're really excited about that. Lionsgate is bringing a sneak screening of Ordinary Angels that stars Hilary Swank, and you won't be able to see that movie until August. So, and it's an only in Bentonville film, so only people in Bentonville and coming to the Bentonville Film Festival can see the film. It's called Ordinary Angels. That is what I'm also really excited about, bringing our audiences and our community some of these early films that are expected to do, you know, really well as these summer blockbusters. If you're a fan of the franchise of the Marvel films, we're bringing Across the Spider-Verse is presented by Sony, and we will have the directors in town. Kemp Powers will also have some of the cast and the creatives talking about the process of this film. And it's very different than any other Spider-Man movies. So this is only in Bentonville. You'll see this, experience this with the cast talking about the film right before the screening of the film. So that's going to be really special. And I know the tickets are going pretty fast for that, but there are still some available. So that's an only in Bentonville. We also are bringing a sneak preview of The Flash. So you'll get to see that the day before it opens in theaters. So that's going to be playing at Skylight. There's just a lot of really great world premieres, like Ashley said, and then really great films from, you know, the festival circuit that have been playing at South by Southwest or Tribeca. There's Kokomo City is one that we're really excited about that played at Sundance. That's a very special film. And then we do have some family stuff. We have a remastered version of Cinderella that Disney's bringing us for the 100 years of Disney. I just saw some of that today, and it is so beautiful. It is so beautiful. I've never, you know, we've seen Cinderella, or I've saw it, you know, back in when I was a kid and I went to the movie theaters to see it. But now seeing it remastered is just a really beautiful experience. And we'll have a conversation with Mindy Johnson, who's an author and a scholar on women in animation. So she's going to talk to you about the women that animated Cinderella. And she has this whole story of that. So that I'm really excited about as well.
That's really neat.
Very cool.
Very cool.
Something for everybody.
And I personally am looking forward to, of course, Hard Miles and The Great Divide. I don't think anyone should probably miss either of those. Those will be really awesome. But I'm looking forward to Chasing Amy, which is a documentary. And there's also an episodic I have my eye on, The Road to Milan. It is about Andrea Allen, who's a local. She started the Onyx Coffee Lab, which has locations all throughout Northwest Arkansas. Mm-hmm. I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe the film's about her rise to the World Barista Championships. And we did a story on Andrea last fall. And so I'm interested to see that on screen. That's exciting.
That's so good, too. It's interesting to watch because, you know, we all get Onyx every day. So hear about, you know, the behind the scenes. And also it gives you a lot of respect for her after watching that episodic. So I hope they make more.
Me too.
How many people are we expecting? Are you expecting for this?
We had about 30,000 people come through last year. So we're hoping that we have, you know, that number or more, or that the food experience, I think, is going to be really unique. And I think we're also doing a BFF marketplace on Saturday. So there will be Black and women owned businesses out there at the village as well. So we're really hoping that, you know, a lot of people can come out and just experience some of the free offerings that we're doing in Festival Village. There'll be some swag that we're giving away. We're doing the Hunger Games Catching Fire. That's the 10-year anniversary of that. So we'll be screening that down at the village as well and giving away some swag and some fun things from the Hunger Games and Lionsgate. Coca-Cola always has some great stuff down there that they're giving away. And then, you know, we'll be closing the village with Maverick on Saturday night as our outdoor film, Under the Stars.
And one thing I'm wondering is if you have suggestions for panels that people shouldn't miss this year. The panels are always an interesting part of it.
They're actually my favorite, too. Purpose-driven progress and that one is an annual panel that we've done for several years. That's great. It has, marketing leads from Coke and Walmart. And then also, she's the chief belonging officer from Walmart. And I'm really excited about getting to know her, the chief marketing officer from Crystal Bridges. So we have a local tie-in to that. And also Mindy Johnson. Another panel is Breaking Barriers, Women Investing in Women. That's new this year. So we're going to talk about the importance of, investing in women's projects across the board, media, film, but also entrepreneurship. So I think that's a great panel to hear, especially in our community where we're talking about that all the time. We're bringing back real bodies in the real world. We're going to talk about body size. And there's some fun people on that panel. So I really encourage everyone to go and look. These are all Facebook events, so you can find them that way as well. And on our ticketing site, we have a panel we have the annual See It Be It panel, which is with Gina Davis. It's moderated by Madeline Donato, her CEO at the Gina Davis Institute. That's a super panel to always come to. And, you know, we'll always have Gina on there and other stars on screen. And then change makers that are based on women-led projects and, films. Am I missing anything, Wendy?
No, I think I'm right there with you with the panels. Those discussions are so incredible. And we have all of those participants listed on the website, but some of them are executives from Maven Screen Media. Some of them are actors like Cassandra Freeman and Andrea Novato. We also have a lot of really great people from GLOW, Brittany Young. I don't know if anyone ever watched that, but she's going to be talking on the real bodies in the real world. So yeah, I mean, it's just, you never know, like April said, who you're going to run into and what you're going to see. And it's impossible for us to say all of the names, but we're just so excited about everyone that is participating in the festival this year on the film side and on the conversation side. It's just a really dynamic year for community as well. Like everything that we're doing year round, and to see it come to life at the festival, like the partnership with Thaden School and those students and a lot of the local ties that we're bringing into the festival, to see that integration grow and continue is just so rewarding for us now that the program is out and everyone's exploring it. We're just excited to get people into the movies and the conversations and have them experience the festival vibe, which is always fun and celebratory. So yeah.
I would say read the cast list and all of that. You may be surprised.
We have a film that's produced by Jamie Foxx called Story Ave. That one is one I'm really excited about. It premiered at South by Southwest, but it's coming here as well. And the director and the actor will be in the talk back after that film.
What is that about?
Story Ave. It's a Black story. It's about a young artist and who's really struggling with family life and the loss of a father and, you know, just the things we all struggle with. It's set in Chicago. And then he meets a mentor that really, you know, sort of helps him navigate the world. But it's, you know, it's one of those stories where the mentor really learned from the person that they are mentoring. And it's got a really sweet and hopeful ending, you know, but you really go through it with them. And I just think, and the way, again, I go back to how it's shot, how, you know, the cinematography, the music used, all of the elements of the film are so beautiful. And I remember watching that, you know, during deliberation and thinking, you know, this is such an important movie that needs to be seen here. It needs to be, you know, experienced at BFF. And I understand why it was at South by Southwest, because after you watch it, you just feel so moved. And that's actually closing the competition program. So that'll be the last film before the award show on Saturday night.
And this year we're offering the award show for as a ticket so people can come and experience the award show this year. This is a new thing that we're doing. We usually have a private kind of bash that gives out the awards. This year we're doing it at the Momentary, and we will be having MCs Jasper and Bang hosting that along with a DJ. And people can get tickets. So if you want to come and see the winners of each category receive their award, we'll have some of our jurors present. Gina Davis will be speaking at that, as well as some other notables like our jury and other guests. So that's going to be a really fun event.
Well, I've learned a lot here today. So sounds like a really exciting week ahead and jam-packed. So Bentonville Film Festival runs again Tuesday, June 13th, and runs through the 18th. Wendy, Ashley, and April, thank you so much for joining me on the podcast. Really great to talk to you all.
You too.
Thank you.
Again, you can read all about the Bentonville Film Festival in this weekend's What's Up section of the Northwest Arkansas Democrat Gazette and the River Valley Democrat Gazette. Of course, we have a lot more stories coming this weekend. I want to give you a preview of some of that content. Medics once trained and qualified to treat wounded military service members may start making house calls to ailing patients in Northwest Arkansas if a pilot program backed by the Northwest Arkansas Council takes off. Doug Thompson will report on that subject. A new sign program backed by the Runway Group aims to promote safety on some rural roads in Benton County. Mike Jones brings us that story. And an early study is underway aimed at developing a master plan to support changing a 190-mile portion of US 412 between Interstate 35 and Interstate 49 from a US highway to an interstate highway. Ron Wood reports on that. You also want to check out our River Valley coverage. Thomas Asente will have a story looking back at last month's Steel Horse Rally in Fort Smith and what kind of economic impact that event had. And Monica Brick will take a look at summer camp opportunities for kids in the River Valley. And also coming in Sunday's features, Violet is on stage now at Theater Squared in Fayetteville, based on the Southern Gothic short story, The Ugliest Pilgrim by Doris Betts. Violet is a musical road trip set in 1964 following a young woman who meets two soldiers on a bus. Monica Hooper tells you more about it in Sunday's What's Up. We'll also have a preview of Arkansas Public Theater's production of Sylvia. And if you're in the River Valley, don't miss Kat Robinson's restaurant column, River Valley Eats. Featured this week is Tammy Lou's Cafe in Pottsville. You'll leave the story hungry, we promise. All of this and more will be available to our subscribers on our tablet and smartphone apps and at our websites, nwaonline.com and rivervalleydemocraticgazette.com. Know the News is a weekly podcast brought to you by the newsrooms of the Northwest Arkansas Democratic Gazette and the River Valley Democratic Gazette. Thanks for listening. Again, I'm Dave Porozik, your podcast host this week. Have a great weekend, and until next Friday, so long.